On the exchange today, I'm talking with Marty McReynolds, who's the chairman of the local chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union here in Sonoma County, which has issued a position paper on the Citizen Review Board, currently under study by a task force appointed by the Board of Supervisors in the wake of the Andy Lopez shooting. For starters, Marty, what should this task force be out to accomplish?
We're looking for a number of things, one of which is a change in the whole mentality of law enforcement in Sonoma County, starting with the Sheriff's Department, so that it's real community policing where it feels like part of a community and not an occupying force, and that the community people are the enemy. So there are a lot of things that we suggest, but there is a review board, and we're calling it Community Review Board, but it's a citizen review board or a civilian review board. The idea being that the current investigation of police behavior is just not satisfactory. As you know, it's handled one police or law enforcement agency investigates another, and it rarely comes up with a satisfactory conclusion.
What sort of powers and authorities should such a citizen review panel be impaneled with?
It's got to be independent. So we're recommending that it have its own office, its own staff, its own budget, and that it has the power to call witnesses, to subpoena witnesses, including members of law enforcement, to testify about what has happened, and to be able to issue independent reports and make recommendations to the Board of Supervisors and the city councils around the county.
Are there procedures that you would suggest for impaneling that body and choosing how its membership would be apportioned?
That's a good question, and we're looking into that because we don't have experience here in the county with that, and we've been reaching out to people around the state. There are a number of other counties and cities that are putting this kind of thing into effect and have been doing it. San Diego County, they have a Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board. We're checking with them to see how that works. And San Francisco has one. I believe Oakland and Berkeley do. So we are trying to gather information so that we can recommend what will be practical to the Board of Supervisors or to this task force.
The task force is given just about 60 days to come back with the recommendations. Do you think they have enough time to do a proper job?
I doubt it. You know, I'm not an expert on this. I'm not a lawyer, and I haven't gone through one of these before. But it seems to me a very short time to come up with a working recommendation to the Board of Supervisors.
Marty McReynolds, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us today on The Exchange.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.